Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, Wilford Brimley, I'm Old Fashioned, from 1990.
Hi, I'm Wilford Brimley, and I've had diabetes for about 20 years. I stay active, and I feel pretty good most of the time. See, I do a few simple things now. I'm not perfect, but I try and watch my diet and exercise, and I check my blood sugar. And I get all my diabetic testing supplies from Liberty Medical.
That, of course, is the late actor Wilford Brimley. His acting career spanned over six decades, appearing in several classic films, but often best remembered for his mustache and being a spokesperson for the American Diabetes Association, where he would urge people to regularly check their blood sugar. Between the mustache and diabetes, or should I say diabetes, he became the target of several internet memes and even SNL parodies.
When I say I watch my diet, I guess I mean I watch the minivan from Buddy's Barbecue pull up and unload about $200 worth of pork ribs onto my driveway.
Anthony Wilford Brimley was born in Salt Lake City, Utah, on September 27, 1934. His family moved to California when he was just 6 years old. He would drop out of high school to join the Marines, where he served for 3 years before working as a ranch hand, horse wrangler, and blacksmith. At one point, he even worked as a bodyguard for Howard Hughes. But it was his experience on the ranch that led to him acting. Here he is on Larry's Country Diner, talking about his early film experiences.
Wilford Brimley was in his very first movie, and your name was not in it. It was an uncredited, True Grit performance. How did they do that to you? I mean, you're Wilford Brimley. Well, you weren't then, but you were. You have become Wilford Brimley.
I was what they call a screen extra.
Uh-huh.
A horsebacker, get a rope. I'm one of them guys.
Yeah. You started out riding and then doing stunt work.
Well, it was a stunt for me to be on time.
After spending time with Robert Duvall on the set of True Grit, he was encouraged by Duvall to try for more substantial parts. And his first big breakthrough part would come in 1974, when he appeared as a blacksmith named Horace Brimley on the CBS series, The Waltons.
Horace, what are you talking about?
Let me tell you something, John. Next time you send one of them peddlers over to my house, I'm going to fill his caboose full of rock salt, and he can thank you for that.
Brimley would be a recurring character on The Waltons, appearing in seven episodes between 1974 and 1977. And this would lead to his first credited film performance in 1979, when he played Ted Spindler in The China Syndrome. 2 years later, he was praised for his small role in Sidney Pollack's Absence of Malice. After this, his career really started picking up, with roles in The Thing, Tender Mercies, and The Natural. But Wilford Brimley would get his first leading role in 1985.
We'll never be sick. We won't get any older, and we won't ever die.
Beyond the innocence of youth and the wisdom of age lies the wonder of Cocoon.
The Ron Howard-directed Cocoon was released on June 21, 1985. Brimley played Ben Luckett, the leader of a group of old folks who discover a magically reinvigorating swimming pool next door to their retirement home. But in real life, Brimley was more than 20 years younger than all the other actors playing his fellow retirement home residents. Wilford Brimley was just 49 years old when filming began, and he turned 50 during the production. To put that in perspective, Paul Rudd is 53 years old at the time of this recording.
That's my mainland name. My Hawaiian name is Kunu.
Brimley had wrinkles and liver spots drawn onto his face, in addition to bleaching his hair and mustache to turn them gray so he could look the part. And 1 year after Cocoon, Brimley continued playing the part of a much older man in the NBC series Our House.
Gus Witherspoon had a peaceful life until his whole family moved in.
You've been taken over by the invasion of the body snatchers.
Does Gus have the nerve to put up with this lively bunch?
Don't you ever bet I don't have the nerve.
Wilford Brimley stars in Our House, Sundays this fall.
Our House wasn't a big hit in the ratings, but it did last for three seasons until 1988, the same year that Brimley would star in Cocoon: The Return. But unlike the first film, Cocoon: The Return was not a hit with critics or audiences. His next film, 1990's Eternity, would also be a struggle with audiences and critics. And while he in no way gave up acting, this was the same year that Brimley decided to try something else. In 1990, Wilford Brimley released I'm Old Fashioned on BC Productions.
New Quaker Extra. It's the right thing to do, and a new way to do it.
Before I get into the songs, let me read from the album's back cover. Hi, folks. I suppose maybe some of you are wondering what this is all about. I mean, why is the old guy from the movies and TVs trying to sing songs? Love songs at that. Well, I'll tell you. 'Cause I want to, that's why. You see, all my life I've loved beautiful music. I was very fortunate to be raised in a home full of lovely music. My dear little mother was a fine pianist, a brilliant choir director who taught, I would say, hundreds of children to play the piano. But not me, tough guys don't play the piano. Or read poetry or sit around listening to Mozart or Beethoven. I loved these things, though I seldom let anyone know how I felt when I heard my mother play or when I watched her conduct her choirs of singing mothers. In fact, I often made fun of them. Well, Mom, as they say, better late than never. I deeply loved your music, Mother dear, and am truly grateful for your talents which you so freely shared all around you. And am truly grateful for all your talents which you so freely shared with all around you. I'm proud of my heritage, for the fact that my boyhood home was one where the man of the house encouraged beautiful music, fine art, and literature to be on display. Oh, by the way, he was one of the toughest guys I ever knew. Anyway, Mom, thanks. The album begins with Bein' Green. Yes, Wilford Brimley covers Kermit the Frog. Bein' Green was written by Joe Raposo, a man who's come up on the show a lot before, and I always have to point out that he's the man responsible for writing both the Sesame Street and Three's Company theme songs. Kermit the Frog first performed Bein' Green on Sesame Street in 1970, and years later performed it on The Muppet Show. Wilford Brimley even sang the song on the Jerry Lewis MDA Labor Day Telethon.
It's not so easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when I think it might be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not so easy being green.
And speaking of the Jerry Lewis Telethon, Brimley performed a second song there, I'll Only Miss Her When I Think of Her, a song first recorded by Frank Sinatra back in 1965.
I'm going to sing another one, like it or not. I'm going to sing you a song now for my wife and my mother and every woman I ever loved.
I'll only miss her when I think of her. And I think of her all the time. It's likely I'll spend my days hearing her turn.
September Song is an American Standard popular song composed by Kurt Vile and Maxwell Anderson. It was first performed by Walter Houston in the 1938 Broadway musical Knickerbocker Holiday. This was another song that Frank Sinatra also recorded, and he took it to number 8 in 1946. In a 1990 interview with the LA Times, Brimley listed Sinatra as one of his biggest influences, in addition to Billie Holiday, Dick Hames, and Joe Williams.
When I was a young man, I courted the girls. I played me a waiting game. If one refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls. I'd ply her with diamonds in lieu of pearls. And as time went along,
in May of 1990, Brimley made his nightclub debut at the Vine Street Bar and Grill in Hollywood, mostly performing songs from this album. He told Zan Stewart of the LA Times, quote, "I'm not a great singer. I'm really not. I'm getting to work with some great musicians, and I get a bigger kick out of being up there with them than singing, frankly." End quote. Side one closes with "This Is All I Ask," parentheses, "Beautiful girls walk a little slower."
I find I have the time of my life, learning to enjoy at my leisure all the simple pleasures, and so I happily concede. This is all I ask.
Side 2 begins with the title track. "I'm Old Fashioned" is a 1942 song composed by Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer. In the 1990 LA Times interview, Brimley goes on to say, quote, "I like the American popular song from 1900 to 1960, with a few exceptions like Being Green. My friends and I are here to share the great works of people like Jerome Kern, the Gershwins, Johnny Mercer, those guys. What a gift they've given us. I consider those guys as the great American poets. I know I'll get into a lot of trouble for saying this, but I can't believe somebody would read Shakespeare when they can read that stuff." End quote.
I'm old-fashioned. I love the moonlight. I love the old-fashioned thing. The sound of rain.
There are not a lot of credits listed on this album. In fact, there's no credited musicians, but there's a conducting and arranging credit for Don Bagley. But Bagley was also a bassist, and he played at Brimley's Los Angeles nightclub show, so it seems likely that he also played on the album. Throughout his career, Bagley worked with Stan Kenton, Maynard Ferguson, Nat King Cole, and Burt Bacharach, just to name a few. Other credits here include executive producer Dick Carter, in addition to music supervisor Fred Salem. The two of them both worked on albums for Diana Ross, Natalie Cole, Vince Gill, and Olivia Newton-John. And there's also a credit for engineer Ron Malo, who, back in 1964, was the engineer for the first sessions the Rolling Stones ever did in the United States. And I tried to find out more about the record label BC Productions. But on Discogs.com, there are only two other albums listed in their releases, and there's zero information about the label itself. So, big mystery here.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable.
Up next is "It Had to Be You." Brimley even performed the song on an episode of the short-lived Pat Sajak show. But unfortunately, this doesn't appear to be online anywhere. It's been a while since I've gotten to play a clip from Dave's record collection, so here's a clip from Late Night with David Letterman that aired on February 11th, 1993.
Here we have Wilford Brimley. It's called "I'm Old Fashioned." We'll be listening to "It Had to Be You," Wilford Brimley.
Someday, someway, you'll come and say, "It's you I need." But you'd be pleading.
All right, well, Wilford, do me a favor. Stop singing. It's the right thing to do.
Ouch. Anyway, the album closes with "Danny Boy."
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the leaves are falling. Tis you.
Wilford Brimley would continue acting until his death in August of 2020. He was 85 years old. But not only did he continue acting during that time, he continued singing as well. He had several other albums, actually. But those are for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.